You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It was just a year ago this week that California voters approved the legal sale of cannabis to adults. And in less than 2 months, that law is supposed to go into effect. But there seem to be some complications. KALW's Stephen Short is here with me to talk about some current developments. So, Stephen, is California going to be ready for the January 1st deadline?
You're asking me? Well, I doubt it. This situation reminds me of the Douglas Adams quote. I love deadlines. I like the whooshing sound they make as they go flying past. There's a lot to be done in just the next few weeks. The Bureau of Cannabis Control is creating a whole new bureaucracy, which is not an easy task. But but other states have done it. Colorado did it. Washington State did it.
Okay, so last month we sat down right here in the studio, and you told me that both the state and local municipalities have to set up rules for marijuana sales. Is that what's slowing things down here?
Okay, here's the deal. Marijuana businesses need to get approval from local governments first before the state will consider issuing them cannabis sales permits.
Okay.
And at this point, in the entire state of California, Berkeley is one of the only places that has this process covered.
Okay, so what is the holdup?
Well, local control might be part of it, and general uncertainty from the state. You know, the cities would like to know exactly what the state will and won't do before they commit to their own rules.
Mm.
So now this is going to sound like election results, but here goes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles are still all working on their rules. Oakland seems pretty close to signing off on a permitting process, and San Francisco, on the other hand, is watching Oakland and adding some of their specifics.
Okay.
Now, that's just for adult use. Mm. Then you've got places like Alameda that are approving only medical sales, mm-hmm. not adult use.
Okay.
Then there's Pleasanton, Milpitas, San Mateo, and Sunnyvale. They say none of the above. Now, that might change once the state issues their regulations and these places know exactly what they need to do locally to comply,
right,
or to opt out.
And you'll be watching all that, I am sure. Is there any other news on CBD, the part of marijuana that people use for medical conditions?
Well, there could be trouble ahead for CBD users. Just for a quick review, CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's one of over 60 compounds in marijuana. Most people know two, THC, that's the one that gets you high, and CBD, which is the one that people take for things like nausea, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there's no government verification, no prescribed dosages.
Okay, so it sounds like vitamin supplements, pretty much. They can't make direct health claims either.
Yeah, I think it's a similar situation. Most people know that if you have a cold, you take vitamin C.
Right.
That's just known that it's supposed to help you. But if you look on that bottle, it's mm-hmm. not going to say anything about curing colds or anything else.
Mm. But you're saying there's troubling news on CBD.
Stanley Brothers is a California distributor of CBD products. And they recently caught the attention of the Food and Drug Administration because some of their testimonials were saying that specific ailments were helped or cured by CBD.
Mm.
This generated a letter from the FDA, and I'll tell you, it wasn't a happy one either.
Mm.
They were saying the FDA has concluded, based on available evidence, that CBD products are excluded from the dietary supplement definition. Now, this means that the FDA could put Stanley Brothers out of business if they don't withdraw such statements.
Okay, so that sounds pretty serious. I'm sure smaller CBD distributors would also be more careful now, right?
Well, I'm sure that is true. But just to show you the topsy-turvy nature of this whole thing, as that's going on in California, in the state of Texas, of all places, mm-hmm. has just last week, I think it was, earlier this month anyway, they have authorized three growers to produce CBD-enhanced cannabis, and that's to be used for very, very specific needs. So here in California, you've got the FDA saying you can't make those kind of claims, but in Texas, they're authorizing use of it for a very specific reason.
Okay, so speaking of growing the plant, are there any updates on the North Bay fires and their impact on cannabis producers?
Well, last time we got together on this topic, we talked about some of the terminology. Well, there's a new one now, and it's called campfire pot. Now, that sounds...
Campfire pot.
Campfire pot. That sounds friendly, doesn't it? You just have you sitting around the campfire.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that describes plants that weren't burnt but have smoke damage.
Mm,
So that can't be good for the new legal market then, right?
Well, that's right. Prices were expected to go up after the legal market takes hold anyway, and that was before grow sites were destroyed or got smoked.
Okay. Is there any market for the smoke-damaged product, though? Have you tried it? Is it nasty?
I have not tried it, and I'm going to keep it that way, I
okay.
think. I have had, I think many people may have tasted wine that has a smokiness to it after fires of this sort.
Oh.
And I think it would be a similar kind of an unpleasant smokiness.
But you're not planning on trying it?
Maybe as a reporter, if I get that assignment,
okay.
I'll have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it might be able to be processed and used in edibles. But growers certainly won't be getting the top dollar that they would had hoped for before the smoke-damaged crops.
Right.
As the SF Weekly reports, though, people with limited incomes may not be able to afford top-quality bud, the kind with no smoke damage, so they might have to depend on this smoke-tainted cannabis.
Mm. My goodness. Okay, can we end on a positive note in any way?
Well, you're familiar with no smoking signs.
Uh-huh.
Well, you might be able to see some yes smoking signs one of these days.
Interesting.
The Land Use and Transportation Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors went on record last week supporting cannabis smoking lounges. Now, that's because there are so many restrictions on where you cannot use cannabis.
Right.
That the city saw this and said, it's a legal product. What are we going to do? What can be done? So they are looking into these smoking lounges.
Is it official yet?
No, but this issue is coming before the whole Board of Supervisors at their next meeting, which is on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Oh, well, happy to be here.